من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وحل لكم ما وراء ذلكم أن تبتغوا بأموالكم محصنين غير مسافحين، وما استمتعتم به منهن فآتوهن أجورهن فريضة، ولا جناح عليكم فيما تراضيتم به من بعد الفريضة، إن الله كان عليما حكيما. The conditions for nikah to be valid were mentioned yesterday, and that is explained in the ayah that come on first. Allah Ta'ala says, besides those women which are haram for you to marry, and the different type and categories of women were described, besides that, وَحِلَّ لَكُمْ مَا وَرَاءَ ذَٰلِكُمْ or halal hitum kusab hortehun kisiva. Besides those women which are haram, you can marry any other woman. And when you marry them, two conditions are mentioned here first. And tabtagu bi amwalikum. Bashart ke talab karo unko apne maal ke badle. And they will become halal on condition three. First is ibtigha. And that is ijab in qabool, that the woman is prepared, she happy to get married to the man, and the man is happy and accepts her in her nikah, in his nikah. So that is the first condition, that there must be an agreement, mutual happiness and agreement to marry one another. Bi amwalikum, and that is then the mihr must be paid. The dowry, that must be also fixed, and that must be also paid. And then other aspects of the nikah are mentioned. Muhsineen, qaid mein laane ko, in order to fortify yourself. That is, one of the objects of nikah is to save yourself from haram. Now that you have got a halal wife, and you have got your natural desires which Allah has made in you to satisfy your desires, your lust. So for that, the wife is there now, and now you are protected. She is also protected, you are also protected. Muhsineen comes from the word hisn, that is a fort. Now you have got the fort of nikah, a protection of nikah to save yourself from haram. And therefore, after marriage, if a person commits adultery, the punishment is to be stoned to death. That is, you had the protection completely, and still you did not protect yourself. غَيْرَ مُسَافِحِينَ نَا مَسْتِي نِكَانِكُ. This is a very important other aspect also of nikah, and it isn't just to satisfy your lust and your desires. Nikah is not meant only to satisfy your lust and desires. Nikah is not B&B, that is bed and bathroom. That is all the time you just want to satisfy yourself. Now nikah comes with all the other responsibilities also, of looking after the wife, of running the home, and from there it can be understood, especially for women, when they get married, they should have been trained to in such a condition that they can run the home, they can look after their husband, see to their needs, they can run the home, they have children, and they can bring up the children. They must be trained in that way in the mother's house. Today the trend is that girls don't learn any housework. They are busy studying, either they're going to universities, or even if they are going to Darul Ulooms, girls' madrasas, and becoming alimas. But they don't learn housework. Those are the first duties of a girl, that she learns the housework, how to run a home, how to look after her husband, and how to bring up her children. So the marriage is not only a bed and bathroom, but it is that a person protects himself and establishes a proper Muslim home. As far as deen is concerned, as far as dunya also. And the boy also should be trained that he can run the house. The basic things of the house he can see to, he earns and he provides for his family. فَمَسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْهُنَّ فَآتُهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا. پھر جس کو کام میں لائے تم ان عورتوں میں سے تو ان کو دو ان کے حق جو مقرر ہوئے. And then when you take benefit from the wife, That is, you have now relationships with her, or you have at least so much time in sleep privacy with her that you can have relations with her, then now the full mehr becomes wajib and compulsory, which you have to give to her. If before that, if the husband wife passes away or divorce took place, then half the mehr is compulsory. But after consummating the marriage, then the full mehr is wajib. Though it is given usually at the time of nikah, it can be given even later. And when marriage is consummated, then the whole marriage, the whole mehr becomes compulsory. وَجِوَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي مَا تَرَاغَيْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْفَرِيضَةِ. اور گناہ نہیں تم کو اس بات میں کہ ٹھہرا لو تم دونوں آپس کی رضا سے مقرر کیے پیچھے. And there is no guna also upon you, it is up to you after fixing the mehr that you adjust it afterwards with mutual consultation and happiness. That is, either the wife says, I'll accept so much less, or even she makes the whole mehr maaf. Or the husband says, I'll give you so much more. That also is permissible. After even they have fixed the mehr, they can decrease it or they can increase it. But with mutual agreement, there must be between them. Inna Allah kana aliman hakima. Beshak Allah hai khabardar hikmat wala. Undoubtedly, Allah Ta'ala is the all-knowing, full of wisdom. And in that light, He has given you all the rules and regulations of how you should get married, how you should conduct yourself, how you should run your married life and your homes afterwards. All this Allah has given, and from here also we can see that how complete Islam is as a religion. It is not only about the masjid or Ramzan or namaz and roza, but totally our full married life also. And in what detail all this has been given. So we can see what a perfect, complete deen of deen Islam is. And if we bring that deen into our lives, we will find the great fruit of it, of happiness, of security, serenity, of all goodness. That is what Allah has meant by the deen of Islam. Not that we are living in the type of life that unfortunately we find ourselves in, that nobody seems to find peace of mind. He doesn't find peace in his life. Buildings and houses, cars and the outside life has become so smart and fashionable, but inside the peace is completely lost. Because we, just like the kuffar, are just working on the outside things and we haven't brought the law of Allah in our lives. If we bring that, we will find that peace and happiness. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.